Well, now on the English programme, we have a tale from Aesop. Oh yes, the classic moral philosopher. But I'm afraid it's a bit strange, this one. I've got to be completely honest with you. Well, you know me, I don't like to sort of keep you in the dark. But this one is a little bit weird because it's called The Two Pots. And I haven't quite got a clue how you're going to have two sort of pots, presumably ones with lids on, sort of talking to each other. Which is quite strange, having sort of things which you'd normally find in the kitchen, with a handle and all silver, sort of speaking to each other, because normally he has animals. So we shall read it and try to discover what on earth it's all about. Well, two pots had been left on the bank of a river. One was made of brass. Oh, so it's not silver then, it's made of brass. And one was made of earthenware. Haven't quite got a clue what earthenware is. Sounds pretty cool, but I don't know. When the tide rose, they both floated off down the stream. Now, the earthenware pot tried its best to keep aloof from the brass one, which cried out, because of course they are talking pots. That's the cool thing about this. "Fear nothing, friend, I will not strike you," he said. Or she, could be a she. "But I may come in contact with you," said the other. Or maybe I should give the other one a different voice. Okay, right then. "Well, I may come into contact with you," said the pot from Yorkshire, "if I come too close, and whether I hit you or you hit me, I shall suffer for it." And the moral to the tale, the rather short tale, is the strong and the weak cannot keep company.